This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd. So just want to do an ihram, a demonstration today, using an ihram that actually fits me and having a different, purposely wore this color so that you can actually see the difference, because ihram need to be white. Preferably you want to get an ihram that's actually long enough for you that you can actually fold it well. You don't want to get something small. And there is actually not a there's not just one single way that you can tie an ihram. If you know how to tie a lungi, then basically tying an ihram from you shouldn't be very difficult. But for a lot of people who actually don't wear these lower wraps or lungis or sarongs, they actually get quite paranoid about how it's going to be and whether it's going to fall off, whether they're going to reveal some part of themselves. So let's just quickly give you a demonstration of a few ways. As I said, there's no one particular way to do this. It's whatever works for you. So I'm going to give you some ideas that I have used and I've heard from others, and inshallah you will find one of them to be useful. So firstly, you want to start off by extending your legs, and the benefit of that is that when you actually tie your ihram, then you will tie it in a way that while it'll be very tight at the top, it will have enough room at the bottom for you to walk in comfortably. Because if you tie it like this, and then you will not be able to walk properly because it's going to be too restricted. So you want to start off by standing feet apart. And now there's a few different ways. So firstly, you can take this. As you can see, that this is actually large enough for me. So you can either take this and suppress your stomach if you've got one, right? Suppress your stomach, whether you got one or not, actually. So you can either start from here, and then you just put it down like this, and then after that you start folding it in like this, in small folds, by holding this like this, and then the last fold like this. The benefit of folding it in the front is that it just creates more of a fold there in and bulk at the front, so it's actually more concealing. And then basically you just keep your stomach in and you start folding it over, right? You start folding it over from all around. Now once you fold it over once or twice tightly, then you release your stomach. You can move around now very easily. You can move around this. If I told somebody to come and pull this, I don't think they'll be able to pull it off if you've tightened it properly. Now this might be actually easier to pull it off because it's cloth on cloth, but if this was on your skin directly, then you probably wouldn't be able to pull it off, because there it's quite hot anyway, so you're probably going to have a bit of sweat and moisture on your body. You're not going to be able to pull it off. Of course, every day, once a day or something, you will go and retie it. Now if you've got a money belt or something, but you need a belt to have your money in, then you can actually even put that over here, and then you can actually fold this over the money belt, and that would even add additional security. Jamie, there's a bit of a dislike in using a belt just to keep it up, right? There's a bit of a dislike in that, but if it's for the sake of putting your money in or whatever, then it's fine. Or if you're really paranoid, then using the belt, there will be a slight dislike in it, but it wouldn't go against ihram. Now that's one way. The other way to do this, which I prefer actually rather than this way, is that you again get both sides together and you start off from the side, right? And this I like actually better. So you go off the side again, you clinch it here, right? You clinch it here, put your stomach in, and then you hold it here and you bring it forward. And then after that, you fold the other half like that. And then you again put this, you turn this around and have your stomach in as much as possible. You put this around here and the main thing is that the ihram must cover around your belly button. Keep it covered. And number two, it must be at least halfway beyond your knees, but it should not cover your ankles either. It should be above that. Now if you want to come and try to pull this off, please. So try to pull it. So even though that's on cloth, I mean, pull it harder. I mean, just, yeah. Right? So it's nothing's happening even though that's on cloth, and you can comfortably walk in it. So that's the second way. And as I said, there's multiple ways, but I really like this way. And a third way is, you essentially do not put the two sides together. You keep that side longer. This side is the one you put here, and you tuck that in here, right? And then you've got a lot of this to play with. You put that over, and then you put that over again, and then you put it over again. So you just fold it, and then try to make it as neat as possible. And then you just, keeping your stomach inside, you just start folding it in, right? The more it knocks the breath out of you, the better. That means you're... And then, as I said, if you have to use a belt for money or something, you can leave the folds up, put the belt on, and then fold over the belt if you've got a money belt. Again, this isn't going anywhere, right? This isn't going anywhere. So, as I said, there's no one way to do it. But again, few things. Make sure you keep your feet apart. Because if you do it this way, right? If you do it all the way around, some people do that actually. I don't like that because that provides more restriction, right? And you don't get the bulk in the front. So it's best to flap it around and fold it in the front. Another thing that I've got today that I'll show you is the tubular ihram. These actually work very, very well, especially for those who are worried about... So this one you actually put yourself into. You get them of different cloths. So there's no opening here. Then it's just about keeping it up. So one of the ways would be to obviously do that and tie it up. But these are a bit more tricky to tie up, depending on the cloth they're made of. But you can use one of these and you just have to find a way to tie it. Some people may even tie a knot, actually. Not sure how useful that is, but some people will actually tie a knot here and then they will put the other one over. So there's various ways of doing it. In terms of, finally, in terms of the top cloth, your best bet is to actually get the toweling material, because the benefit of that, it's a bit more concealing. I would definitely use a toweling or a thicker material for the bottom. But for the top, especially nowadays, when Hajj is in August, it's very, very hot. To use a toweling over the top is very, very hot, right? Because the way you should keep your ihram on all the time, or for most of the time when you're in public at least, is like that. And while people are, when they first start off in ihram, they're like, I'm going to have to show somebody's going to see my chest, my hairy chest or whatever, or stomach or whatever. But once you get there, then you have to tell the people in the group, keep yourself covered, because it's undesirable to expose yourself, even in front of men generally. It's only in the tawaf that you have to do this, right, where you bare your right shoulder. But after that, you're supposed to cover it again. But these are very hot. But it's good because it takes the sweat in. So what I've invested in is I've invested in just pure cotton for this particular time. Yeah, if you're going Umrah or something in December, then you use your toweling. Otherwise, just pure cotton. Beautiful. Right, cotton is, although those towelings are also can be 100% cotton, don't get a polyester mix. Get a cotton, 100% Egyptian cotton or something. But it'll be thicker. So I use the thinner one. So for the top, it's okay. But for the bottom, I won't use it because it can be very see-through sometimes. But for the top, it's okay. And again, as long as it goes around like that and maybe comes around a bit here so that it stays, it's probably the best cloth that they say you can get, better than even cotton, is linen. Because linen is very, very breathable and it takes a lot of its... I've actually checked out climacool material. That would be actually not useful for what we're doing for Hajj, because climacool is made of polyester or nylon, kind of plastic, petroleum, totally unnatural. And the other problem with that kind of material is that it's only beneficial to keep you cool if you're moving. Because what it does, it takes the sweat and it brings it to the outer surface of the material. And if you're moving, it dries. If it's not, then it just really, and it smells very fast. Whereas cotton and linen, it doesn't smell as much, especially when you've got your ihram for 2.5 days minimum. Then your best bet is to take cotton or linen material. So cotton is a lot of even the thick toweling material is made of cotton. So inshallah, that was useful. Please keep us in your du'as, especially during your Hajj or Umrah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us.